Welcome to English as a Second Language podcast number 274. Buying stamps at the post office. This is English as a Second Language podcast episode 274. I'm your host, Dr. Jeff McQuillan, coming to you from the Center for Educational Development in beautiful Los Angeles, California. Visit our website at eslpod.com and take a look at our premium courses. These are additional courses that you may be interested in. You can also download a learning guide for this episode on our website. This episode is called Buying Stamps at the Post Office. Let's go. Can I help you?
I'd like to buy some stamps.
In what denomination?
I'm not sure. I need them for sending regular letters and for priority mail.
The current rate for sending a first-class letter is 41 cents. With first-class service, your letter will get there in 3 to 7 days for domestic mail.
For the first-class stamps, how many come in a book or a roll?
There are 20 in a book and 100 in a roll. To send a priority mail envelope, you can get $4.05 stamps, and delivery is usually in 2 to 3 days. How many would you like of each?
I'll take one book of the stamps and 4 priority mail stamps. Can I buy stamps to send an express mail envelope too?
You can. Those are $14.40 each.
Could you add one of those too? And how much is it to send a postcard? I don't need any stamps for those today, but I'm just curious.
It's 24 cents to send a postcard. Okay, that's a book of 41 cent stamps, 4 priority mail stamps, and 1 express mail stamp. Anything else?
Could I pick the design of the first class stamps?
Yes, you can choose from these commemorative ones or the standard flag design.
I'll take the commemorative ones.
Your total comes to $38.80.
Here's $40.
Here's your change and your stamps. Have a nice day.
Thanks. You too.
Our dialogue is between Tamika and the person who works at the post office, who we would call a clerk, C-L-E-R-K. The clerk says to Tamika, "Can I help you?" And Tamika says, "I'd like to buy some stamps." A stamp is a little piece of paper that you stick on or put on an envelope or a package or a postcard that allows you to send that letter or package through the national and international mail system. Every country has its own mail system, its own stamps. The clerk asks Tamika, in what denomination? Denomination, D-E-N-O-M-I-N-A-T-I-O-N, refers to the amount of money that a piece of paper is worth. Stamps come in different denominations. They have different money values that we put on them. Also, we use this term denomination for money, regular money. Pieces of paper have different denominations, $1, $5, $10, and so forth. So it's the value of a stamp or a bill or some other piece of paper. Tamika says she's not sure what denomination she needs. She tells the clerk, "I need them for sending regular letters and for priority mail." In the U.S., we have a special service called priority mail. Priority mail is a little bit faster service, but still part of the normally slow government postal service that we have, that almost every country has, I think. Everyone likes to complain about how slow the mail is, and Americans are no different. They complain all the time. Priority mail is supposed to be faster, and you pay more money for it. Normally, the package or letter will arrive in 2 or 3 days if you send it priority mail. Or it will never arrive at all. Either one. The clerk says, "The current rate for sending a first-class letter is 42 cents. The rate, R-A-T-E, is how much it costs per letter or per piece. It's the price, in other words. So the price for sending a first-class letter is 41 cents. First class is the normal, regular type of mail that you send. It's the standard mail service. It's not the fastest. It's not the slowest. The term first class, when we use it in other situations, usually means very high quality or the best. The clerk says that with first-class service, your letter will get there in 3 to 7 days for domestic mail. Domestic, D-O-M-E-S-T-I-C, in this case, refers to within one country, not international. It's the opposite of international, which would be between countries. We use that term domestic for mail. We also use it for airline flights. Are you taking a domestic flight or trip or an international flight? Domestic would be within the United States, if you are in the United States, of course. And international would be from the U.S. to another country. Tamika says, for first-class stamps, how many come in a book or roll? The expression, how many come in, means how many are there. When I buy that, how many will I get? She's asking about the quantity, the number of stamps that she will get in either a book or a roll, R-O-L-L. In the U.S., you can buy stamps in what's called a book, which is a piece of paper that has many different stamps, and the stamps are folded up several times. A roll of stamps is when you have a long, thin piece of paper that is rolled up in a circle. And you can also buy stamps that are in that form. It's the same stamp. It's not a different kind of stamp. It's just a different way of buying the stamp. You can have them all in one long piece of paper that is rolled up into a circle, or you can buy them on a flat sheet that is folded up. Roll has a couple of different meanings in English. Take a look at our learning guide for some additional explanations. The clerk says that there are 20 stamps in a book and 100 stamps in a roll. To send a priority mail envelope, she says, you can get $4.05 stamps, and delivery is usually in 2 to 3 days. An envelope, envelope, is the piece of paper that you put a letter in. It's the container that holds the letter. Usually you write the address on the front of the envelope and put the stamp in the corner of the envelope. Priority mail stamps cost a little more than $4, and delivery is usually in 2 to 3 days. Delivery, D-E-L-I-V-E-R-Y, means the process of taking the letter or the package to the person. So delivery is getting the letter or package to the person that you want. Tamika says, I'll take one book of the stamps, meaning the first class stamps, and 4 priority mail stamps. She then asks, can I buy stamps to send an express mail envelope to? Express mail is the fastest service you can buy through the government post office in the United States. Usually your letter will get there the next day. It costs more money, of course. It costs about $14.40 if you want the letter to arrive the next day. You can also send your letters and packages through private companies that are usually more reliable. They usually have better service than the government post office. But you can also send an what we would call overnight letter, meaning a letter that will be delivered the next day through the U.S. Postal Service. Tamika asks how much it costs to send a postcard, postcard, one word. A postcard is a rectangular piece of paper with usually a photograph on one side, and on the other side there is room to write a short message. You can buy postcards of famous places, pictures of famous places. People often do this when they are on vacation. You can send me a postcard next time you're on a good vacation. Tamika says, I don't need any postcard stamps today, but I'm just curious. To be curious, C-U-R-I-O-U-S, means you want to know something. You are interested in something. The clerk tells Tamika that the postcard stamps are 24 cents. Tamika asks if she can pick the design of her first class stamps. The design, D-E-S-I-G-N, is the way that they look, the way something appears. The U.S., like many countries, sells many different kinds of stamps with different pictures on them. And sometimes you can choose which one you want if you go to the post office. The clerk says you can choose from these commemorative ones or the standard flag design. A commemorative stamp is a stamp that remembers an important event or an important person. Many stamps will have famous people on them. Usually in the U.S., the rule is that you have to be dead before you can be put on a stamp. So you will, for example, not be able to buy the Jeff McQuillan stamp, I hope, for many, many years. The standard flag design is the normal, most popular, currently, stamp design that we have. When we say something is standard, we mean it's normal, it's regular, it's not special. And right now, if you buy a stamp in the U.S. for a first-class letter, most of them have the American flag on the stamp. Now let's listen to the dialogue, this time at a normal speed. Can I help you?
I'd like to buy some stamps.
And what denomination?
I'm not sure. I need them for sending regular letters and for priority mail.
The current rate for sending a first-class letter is 41 cents. With first-class service, your letter will get there in 3 to 7 days for domestic mail.
For the first-class stamps, how many come in a book or a roll?
There are 20 in a book and 100 in a roll. To send a priority mail envelope, you can get $4.05 stamps, and delivery is usually in 2 to 3 days. How many would you like of each?
I'll take one book of the stamps and 4 priority mail stamps. Can I buy stamps to send an express mail envelope too?
You can. Those are $14.40 each.
Could you add one of those too? And how much is it to send a postcard? I don't need any stamps for those today, but I'm just curious.
It's 24 cents to send a postcard. Okay, that's a book of 41 cent stamps, 4 priority mail stamps, and 1 express mail stamp. Anything else?
Could I pick the design of the first class stamps?
Yes, you can choose from these commemorative ones or the standard flag design.
I'll take the commemorative ones.
Your total comes to $38.80.
Here's $40.
Here's your change in your stamps. Have a nice day.
Thanks. You too.
The script for this podcast was written by Dr. Lucy Say. From Los Angeles, California, I'm Jeff McQuillan. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time on ESL Podcast. English as a Second Language Podcast is written and produced by Dr. Lucy Say, hosted by Dr. Jeff McQuillan. This podcast is copyright 2007.